The images were heartbreaking. 5 years ago, thousands killed, hundreds of thousands forced to flee to neighboring Bangladesh. The stories they told of indiscriminate killing, rape, and arson. Now the United States has given a name to what the world witnessed, genocide and crimes against humanity, promising $1 million to help investigators gather the evidence.
Efforts are moving forward, not only at the International Court of Justice, but also through the International Criminal Court and through the domestic courts of Argentina in a case brought under universal jurisdiction. The day will come when those responsible for these appalling acts will have to answer for them.
And the U.S. Secretary of State seemed to link the attack against the Rohingyas to the coup and the violence the military continues to inflict on its citizens, which experts say could have an impact.
That means that there's going to be accountability for what they're doing now. Now, this may matter to some of the generals. It may not matter to Min Aung Hlaing, because I think his days are numbered. But it may matter to plenty of the others, and it may encourage more defections.
At the United Nations Monday, warnings that it is getting worse.
I regret to inform you that since my last report to this council, the human rights situation in Myanmar has not only failed to improve, it has deteriorated significantly. In fact, the Myanmar junta's war against the people of Myanmar has intensified. More than 1,600 civilians have now been killed by the junta, nearly 10,000 arbitrarily detained. More than 500,000 have been displaced.
The U.S. designation is likely a signal that they will look to place more sanctions on the leaders of Myanmar in the coming months. It also sends the message to Western companies that they should rethink doing business in Myanmar. Just one step in what will likely be a long and uncertain path to justice. Patty Culhane, Al Jazeera, Washington.